Life in the city has its share of strange and dangerous things. But at least in more populous areas, there is the expectation of the unusual, and a tolerance of the unorthodox. And acts of aggression or sedition are met with swift resolve in the strange find good company. But the city is not the province of the truly bizarre. The weirdest things brew where people have room to roam, under the cover of solitude, into the nooks and crannies that are tucked down too deeply into the landscape, into areas too secluded for the light of day to shine, or the influence of social norm to affect, or the long arm of the law to reach. This is a place where the expectation of consequence and the fear of retribution are unknown. This is where the schemers hide, the occultists practice, and the psychotic take refuge. This is where the overly curious do weird things, and the eccentric know no bounds. This is where the drifters wind up, where the addicts squat in abandoned land, or in silos, or even underground in hidden bunkers. This is where things that are oftentimes too bizarre or repulsive to believe can and do take place. Prepare your mind and join me in a journey into those hidden away places I like to call the Devil's Playground. A Man Named Forsythe, Part 10. I sat there in the middle of the hangar staring at this aging aerospace manager in a candid moment after drinks and smokes and several sleepless nights, as I pondered what I deemed to be a sincere motive for the intense interest in the Yellow Book. From his perspective, and from the perspectives of all of those who were aligned with his frame of reference and line of reasoning, it made perfect sense. These Ebens, and especially those two strange-looking bobbleheads with whom they, and now I, had been dealing, were not to be trusted. The only thing that mattered was for them to have access to the same technology as those who would and could potentially be their adversaries. And my contacts, 1 and 2, were most certainly trying to prevent their access to whatever technologies might be contained within the book. For once, I understood Wilson. I understood him as a paranoid reactionary. But why did I not feel the same sense of panic? Was I more clear-headed? Or was I more of a trusting dupe than he? I don't think I misread those two bobbleheads. From all I could tell, they were sincere. And I know that our species here on this planet does not have a good track record of managing their own aggressions toward one another. So if given a gigantic leap in capability prematurely, how could we possibly trust each other's intentions? I felt like the bobbleheads presented a reasonable argument against giving mankind the technology. Then again, was it fair of me to trust an outside group and their intentions potentially toward us? I was going back and forth in my own mind. There were valid points to be made on both sides. But ultimately, two things swayed me back along the path I'd originally taken. One, I was going to profit heavily from this. And two, if these ETs were so malevolent, I feel certain we would have known about that long before now. And preventing us from having their technology, or rather allowing it to fall into the wrong hands, seemed like the rational position that a benevolent species might take when given the present set of circumstances. In addition, I had already committed to this undercover operation with the fake Yellow Book. Even if I were to side with Wilson, I had been sent here as a decoy, and I was placing my fate in the hands of these bobbleheads. But I could pretend to side with him, and that is what I decided to do.
And now a word from our sponsor.
The future is here. It's all around you. That strangely dressed man staring up at the Art Deco theater sign wearing a pair of unfamiliar but cool-looking sunglasses. That was no hallucination. That woman in a unitard who disappeared around a corner while talking to her wrist. That was no smartwatch, at least not the kind you're familiar with. You follow her on a whim and, wow, where did she go? The future is here because time travel is real. Your time is a very popular destination, and we here at Kronos Associates accommodate the most sophisticated and demanding needs in our clients. And while we are rigorous in our efforts to ensure that they blend into their surroundings, we are human, and we do slip up on occasion. Be assured that all participants are required to complete an 18-week training program, which helps them become familiar with the time destination which they wish to visit. While their travel program is foolproof, ours is pretty darn exceptional. And the occasional slip-up is, fodder for some pretty strange tall tales, I'm sure. Sure you've seen us. I myself am from the year 2379. But we're on point so much of the time that you'll chalk up your odd encounter to that unusually strong pitcher of mimosas on Sunday brunch. Or that funny smelling batch of brownies you ate at the neighborhood block party. But don't worry, you're not intoxicated or insane. It's just us making the occasional false move. When you do recognize us because we've broken protocol, don't be alarmed. Every visitor is an ambassador of the future, including myself. This has been a PSA from Kronos Associates, bridging the timelines, increasing awareness and understanding.
We now return you to our regularly scheduled program in progress.
You look pale, Forsythe. You okay? Yeah. Warp drive, you said. That's right. Do you know that some of our greatest minds, theoretical physicists, have already theorized that this method of propulsion is not only feasible, but the math actually adds up? Sort of like how Leonardo da Vinci theorized that airplanes and helicopters were reasonable flying machines centuries before we had the practical understanding of how to fuel them. We're there, Forsythe, on paper. We are not limited to the speed of light. But we don't get from here to there in a linear fashion. That's our fallacy. We've always been thinking of things in linear terms, and that's just not how the universe works. There's nothing linear about it. It's more like we're dealing with bubbles. The universe itself expands outward in every direction, like a gigantic bubble. And deep space is something like a gigantic ocean of space, a formless ocean. So we've been studying these bubbles very carefully. Holy shit. I need a drink before my head explodes. Wilson pressed his button. Roberta! 2 more micheladas and 2 more shots of Glenfiddich. Wait, scratch that. Just bring the whole bottle. All right, Forsythe, I don't want to be cleaning up the contents of your exploded head if I keep yapping here. And I know you're ready to do the deal and call it a day. Yeah. So we're going to have to initiate the Yellow Book animation sequence before you leave. But before I do that, let me demonstrate our good faith. Anton! The man with the briefcase stepped forward. The man set the briefcase on the table and opened it, revealing a smartphone. He turned it on and tapped the screen a few times before handing it to me. We have you set up with a blockchain credit account on our private servers. You have $500 million worth of digital cash. Let me explain that this is our own private mint, Bubblecoin. You will have unlimited access to the account. You may make transactions within our network, or you may cash out at any time. I would advise you to try to maintain a low profile in your transactions. If, for whatever reason, you need cash desperately, the money can be cashed out at a Swiss bank, and we have you set up with an account in Geneva. The blockchain is by far the best way to handle our transaction. Open the Bubblecoin app on the phone, and you'll log directly into your account. It's already set up. It's just going to ask you to scan your thumbprint, so go ahead and confirm that. Once that is done, you're all set.
I did as Wilson asked. I saw the money.
Just then, Roberta showed up with the drinks. Perfect timing. Roberta placed two micheladas in front of Wilson and set me up with two neat shots of the best scotch in the world, along with a bottle. That's an opinion, but that's the opinion of a scotch drinker, so I'm sticking with my guns. I was going down the rabbit hole with Wilson, but at least it would be with the good stuff.
Thanks for listening to the Devil's Playground Show. Check out our site at thedevilsplaygroundshow.com. Check out our merchandise store at tinyurl.com/thedevilsplaygroundshow.
You've been listening to the Devil's Playground.